家好，又到了学美语的时间了，欢迎收听美语训练班，我是杨林。
我是 Jessica。 杨林，今天我们要叫什么呢？
今天咱们要去跳芭蕾舞。
Well, I'm gonna show my girlfriend my feminine and delicate side. I'm going to do a ballet dance.
聊聊电视节目。
You know what my favorite reality show is? Cops. Bad boys, bad
boys, watch it. 了解一下各种各样的保险产品。
Sometimes you can find policies that are actually a pretty good investment.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说软柿子和别烦我。
Sounds good. 不过我要先考考你，上期节目咱们在 Learn a Word 中叫的什么词儿你还记得吗？
这个让我想一下，好像是 plummet, 对不对？就是暴跌的意思。
That's right.今天咱们要教的这个词儿和 plummet 是相反的意思，
快来听听吧。
Learn a word。
今天我们要学的词是
hike。Hike is spelled H-I-K-E. Hike.
Hike 意思是猛增、大幅度提高。加州政府预算不足，导致加州州立大学学费猛增。
The University of California system is looking at possible tuition hikes of up to 16% in the fall of 2012.
加州大学系统正在考虑2012年秋季大幅度上调学费，最多可能会增加 16%.
Netflix shares plummeted as subscribers left the service after its 60% price hike.
影视租赁公司 Netflix大幅度提高收费价格 60% 后，很多订户退订，造成该公司股价暴跌。
President Obama announced a tax hike proposal for the wealthy.
美国总统奥巴马宣布了一项给富人大幅度加税的提案。好的，今天我们学习的词是
hike, hike, hike.
Hike, 大幅升高，猛增。让我来用这个词造个句子。I want a salary hike. 我想要工资猛涨。
Everyone wants that. You should probably talk with your supervisor and ask for it.
跟领导提涨工资，这个，我该怎么说呢？
Don't worry. I'm an expert in asking for a pay raise. 我可以教你。
太好了，那你可得详详细细地告诉我，开始的时候要说什么，根据领导的反应再说什么，最后说什么。就跟下面咱们要教的这个短语一样 ,You need to tell me everything, blow by blow.
好吧，不过咱们先要来听美国习惯用语，了解一下 blow by blow 的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第943讲，我是杨林。
我是 Doug Johnson。
话说昨天我接到了我妹妹的电话，她跟男朋友吵架了，特别伤心。她把他们吵架的内容一句一句转述给我，足足讲了两个多小时。这让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
blow by blow。 blow is spelled B-L-O-W, blow by blowblow by blow.
blow 这个词本身的意思是敲击，而 blow by blow 作为一个习惯用语的意思是详细的描述事情经过。
My sister told me the fight blow by blow.
我妹妹把她跟男朋友吵架的事原原本本告诉了我。下面这个句子谈到了一对好莱坞夫妇 Debbie and Charles, 我们来听一听。
What's happened to one of Hollywood's hottest couples?First, Debbie learned that Charles had a serious gambling problem. There was a huge fight. A couple months later, Debbie threw all of his belongings into the street. He moved out and then asked for a divorce. That's the blow-by-blow so far.
这段话是说呢，好莱坞最红的夫妇 Debbie 和 Charles 之间到底怎么了？原来啊 ,Debbie 得知 Charles 特别好赌，他们俩大吵了一架。几个月之后呢 ,Debbie 把 Charles 所有的东西都扔到了大街上。Charles 搬了出去，还提出跟 Debbie 离婚。目前知道的就是这些。
当个明星可真不容易， 现在社会各种录音设备齐全，狗仔队很容易就能够
give a blow-by-blow description of their private life.
他们很容易就能详细披露明星的私生活。好的，让我们再来听一遍刚才那段话。
What's happened to one of Hollywood's hottest couples? First, Debbie learned that Charles had a serious gambling problem. There was a huge fight. A couple months later, Debbie threw all of his belongings into the street. He moved out and then asked for a divorce. That's the blow-by-blow so far.
我有个朋友前几天在银行外面等人的时候，目睹了一次银行抢劫的经过。他向警方详细描述了他所看到的情况，让我们来听一听。
I was waiting outside of the bank, and through the window, I saw the robber approach the teller, pull out a gun, and demand that she hand over all the money from her drawer. Then he shot at a guard before running out the side door.Since I saw it all happen, it was easy for me to give the police a blow-by-blow description.
这段话是说，我当时在银行外面等人，透过窗户，我看到那个抢劫犯走向出纳员，拔出一把枪，逼他把抽屉里的所有的现金都拿出来。之后，他向警卫开枪，从侧门逃了出去。因为我一直都在那儿，所以我能够向警察详细描述事情的全部过程。
有了这么详尽的描述，警察寻找起嫌疑犯来一定容易多了。请大家注意 blow by blow 也可以当作形容词来用，意思是详尽的，比如说
a blow by blow description
详尽的描述，
a blow by blow analysis
详尽的分析，
a blow by blow review
详尽的审查。作为形容词的时候，我们一般要在这个短语之间加上 hyphen 连字符。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I was waiting outside of the bank, and through the window, I saw the robber approach the teller, pull out a gun, and demand that she hand over all the money from her drawer. Then he shot at a guard before running out the side door. Since I saw it all happen, it was easy for me to give the police...A blow-by-blow description.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 blow-by-blow, 意思是详尽描述。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。Jessica, 你知道咱们的美语怎么说节目被做成有声电子书放在网上了吧？
Of course! People love it! And we have tens of thousands of downloads!
没错，不过有声电子书还是比较新的东西，好多读者还不太明白下载后要怎么做才能听到课程的声音。
Maybe we should add a blow-by-blow guide at the beginning of the book and teach everyone how to listen to the audio.
Oh, that's a great idea.
好吧，那咱们来听今天的美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
当你在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是芳芳要问的软柿子。
哎，芳芳 ，Why do you look so tired？
别提了，我今天又被同事叫去跑腿儿，好累呀、啊！我真不想再当软柿子被人使唤了。我要告诉他们 ，I don't wanna be a。
哎，你不是昨天才帮他们买咖啡吗？你应该让他们 run their own errands。You should stop being a pushover。
你上次教过我 run errands 是跑腿的意思，那 a pushover 被人推来搡去就是好欺负，对不对？
没错， a pushover 就是好欺负的人。你刚刚说什么软狮子来着？
哦，不是软狮子，是软柿子，吃的那种柿子。
Oh, a soft persimmon? Sounds delicious. In English, you can also call a pushover a cowardly lion. A cowardly lion is someone who's supposed to be brave, but lacks courage and acts cowardly.
Cowardly lion, 懦弱的狮子。一个狮子，一个柿子，太有意思了。
美国经典电影《The Wizard of Oz》里的狮子就叫 Cowardly Lion。
原来是这样，那我绝对不要当 Cowardly Lion。
Yeah, you should really stop being a Cowardly Lion and don't let people push you over.
是啊，我要告诉他们，不许再欺负我，不要来烦我。你快告诉我这两句话英语怎么说？
You can say, stop bullying me, bully.B-U-L-L-Y 意思是欺负别烦我更容易我一说你准会叫 Leave me alone
那我明天就去告诉他们 Stop bullying me Leave me alone
That's right Now let's see what you've learned today
第一软柿子可以说 pushover 也可以叫 cowardly lion 第二欺负人是 bully 第三别烦我是 Leave me alone
This time the 美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
Leave me alone， 别烦我。
I'm not a pushover， 我可不是软柿子。
学的不错。
说起来，我最近在看一个电视剧，那里面的女主角就是个 pushover， 人人都欺负她，我都替她着急，怎么不奋起反抗啊？
别着急 ，I'm sure she'll grow stronger later. That's usually how they tell stories on TV.
对，就算她自己继续当受气包，那后面也一定会出现一个强大的白马王子来保护她。电视剧都是这么编的。
就是了，咱们都能写电视剧了。
那不是因为咱们老看电视有经验吗？说到这个，咱们来听今天的美语三级跳，讲的就是电视节目。
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目，电视节目单元的初级课程。Will 和 Jane 在约会。两人聊起了各自爱看的电视节目。
That's right, Winnie. Today, they are talking about reality TV.
Reality TV, 电视真人秀。这种节目啊，其实一点都不真实。我听说很多情节和对话其实也是按照剧本有安排的呢。
Maybe, but they are still entertaining.
So Jane, what kind of TV shows do you like to watch?
I really love reality TV. Do you?
Oh, yeah, me too. And it's great that there are so many shows now to choose from.
I know. There are so many reality TV programs, I can't keep them straight.
原来这两人都喜欢看真人秀。Will 很高兴地说，电视上的这种节目很多。Jane 说，节目太多了，所以 she can't keep them straight. Professor, 这是不是说他已经看得眼花缭乱，弄不清哪个是哪个了？
Yes.Jane is saying that there are so many reality TV shows out there, she can hardly keep track of which is which.
对了 ,Professor, Will 管节目叫 show, 而 Jane 呢用了 program. 这两个词有什么区别吗?
They mean exactly the same thing.
You know what my favorite reality show is? Cops.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Cops?The show where they show what happens to the police? That show is so stupid.
No way! Some people don't remember that Cops was the very first reality show.
I guess so, but just because it was the first doesn't mean it was the best.
Will 最喜欢的真人秀是 Cops, 传奇警察。他还说啊，这是美国的第一个真人秀电视节目。我看过 Cops, 他们在警察的巡逻车里啊，安上摄像机。跟拍警察出任务的情况，这个节目有什么意思呢？我还真不懂啊。
Well, Winnie, it's very successful. It has been on for 22 seasons and has made more than 750 episodes.
Wow, Professor, 你记得好清楚哎！我还真不知道这个节目这么受欢迎啊！已经拍了22个 seasons, 22季 ,more than 750 episodes.750多集啦。
Yes, it's that popular. But what does Jane say?
Jane 说，虽然 Cops 是第一个真人秀， 但并不代表它就是最好的。不知道 Jane 最爱看的是哪个节目哦。
Okay, Jane, what reality TV shows do you like?
I like shows that have real people who are like me.
You like to watch normal people doing regular things. It's not interesting at all.
Yes, it is. If it isn't interesting, why are reality TV shows on all the channels?
Jane, you don't need to watch TV to see normal people. They're all around you in your real life.
看来 Jane 的品味和 Will 很不同。她喜欢看那些演普通人日常生活的真人秀。我同意 Will 的看法，如果你喜欢看普通人，那看看周围的人不就行了吗？何必要看电视嘛？
I agree. When I watch TV, I want to see amazing things I can't see every day.
就是嘛。哎，对了 Professor, Jane 还说真人秀节目 are on all the channels. 这是不是说每个台都在播这种节目啊？
That's right. For example,I couldn't find a good show to watch on any channel, so I read a book.
Have you ever watched the show Survivor?
Yeah, I haven't seen the whole series, but I've seen a few reruns.
It's a good show because it showed regular people, but in a strange place.
Yeah, that's a really good show.
Jane 喜欢看 Survivor, 幸存者。Will 说他没看过这个节目的 whole series, 整个系列，但是啊，他看了 a few reruns, 几集的重播。Jane 说 Survivor 演的是普通人身处险境时的事，所以啊，很好看。
That's right. So Winnie, do you think Will and Jane have other kinds of shows they like to watch?
我们继续收听下次的节目就知道啦。各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
Reality shows? I'm not a big fan of those.
我原来还觉得挺新鲜的，可是后来啊 ，Reality shows are on all the channels， 所有台都是这种节目。That's when I got tired of it.
So, what do you like to watch on TV now?
Sitcoms, 情景喜剧，又好玩又能学到很多生活里的实用英语。
Yeah, I like sitcoms too.
You should come to my house someday and we can watch it together.
好主意。
好了，不说电视了，咱们来听李杰美语说说买保险。
李杰美语。
Jane 向同事 Andy 介绍公司的医疗保险。Andy 好奇地问
It seems you really know a lot about insurance.
Well, I'm Chinese, and in our country, people are pretty serious about insurance. I have two life insurance policies, as well as casualty and accident insurance.
Wow, I only buy insurance when I'm forced to. I have auto insurance, but that's required by law.
You should think about doing some research.Sometimes you can find policies that are actually a pretty good investment. Some policies allow you to pay for, say, 20 years, and then you can collect a monthly check from the insurance company.
Jane 说自己不仅有医疗保险，还有两份人寿保险
Life insurance policies
和意外伤害保险
Casualty and accident insurance
他建议 Andy 不妨找找看，因为有时候保险也是一种不错的投资。比如说，有些保险付满20年之后，就可以每月从保险公司领取一张支票了。
That's very interesting. I think you missed your calling. You should have been an insurance agent.
Actually, I worked for an insurance company when I was in my 20s.
Right. No wonder you're so knowledgeable. So what about things like braces for my crooked teeth?Can I claim that from my company policy?
This company only provides limited dental coverage. If you broke a tooth on the job, that would be covered. But things like braces and teeth whitening are considered cosmetic procedures, and you have to pay the lion's share.
Andy 开玩笑说 Jane 应该去卖保险，她真是选错了职业。
You missed your calling. Calling.
在这里是职业的意思。Jane 说自己20多岁时确实在保险公司干过。
No wonder she is so knowledgeable.
难怪她知道这么多。Andy 又问如果是牙齿整形公司的医疗保险管不管牙齿不整齐可以说
crooked teeth.
牙齿矫形器则是
braces.
Jane 说，公司的牙齿保健保险很有限，整形和漂白
teeth whitening
都属于
cosmetic procedures
美容，大部分钱是要由自己出。
You have to pay the lion's share. Lion's share
意思是主要部分。
So how should I go about finding out if the medical procedure I need is covered?
You should probably speak to your doctor and get some paperwork describing what you need. Then you can talk to the insurance company. But remember, some of your medical expenses won't be covered and you will have to pay them yourself.
I understand. Thanks a bunch. I think I understand the process better now.
Jane 建议 Andy 先去找医生开证明，然后拿着证明去找保险公司问，这样就知道哪些是保险公司负责的，哪些要自己掏钱了。
Life insurance, casualty and accident insurance, auto insurance, health insurance. 天哪，保险的种类还真多耶。You know, Yanni, there's also travel insurance.If you have to cancel your flight or change your travel schedules at the last minute, travel insurance will refund your money.
That sounds fantastic. 不过我想真的要理赔的时候肯定没有这么简单。保险产品的附加细则特别多。
没错，好了，下面咱们轻松一下，去学芭蕾舞。
来听体育美语。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic.We are here for American Sports English.
You know, Yangchen, I don't think we should go jogging today.
Why not?
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up.
My funny Valentine.
Oh my gosh, 情人节要到了。那不去跑步，那你要做什么？
Well, I'm going to show my girlfriend my feminine and delicate side. I'm going to do a ballet dance.
可是你穿着那个小短裙子 That's just too much for me.
Well, I think it's cool. And besides, I don't care if I look different, as long as I'm not out of step when I dance.
Out of step? Do you mean 跟不上节奏？我倒是觉得你没有 out of step. You are out of your mind.
That's just your opinion. My girlfriend finds my ballet dancing romantic. Very romantic.You know, Yangchen,、you can also use out of step in your daily life.
Oh.
For example, last year my girlfriend and I were really out of step when we were meeting for our date.、She went to the restaurant, but I thought we were meeting at the movies.
你们没有协调好行动。我不知道你女朋友怎么想。反正我啊 ,seeing you do ballet 破坏了我所有的浪漫情绪。
Well, Yangchen,At least you don't dance to other people's tunes.
Oh, 这个我知道，就是不用听别人指挥的意思。
Right. For example, I could say that my parents always wanted me to be a doctor, but I refused to dance to their tune.
Oh, come on, Patrick. 你没做医生不是因为你不想 dance to your parents' tune.
哎，那是为什么？
You're not smart enough.
Wow, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
我觉得芭蕾舞演员都特别有气质，我也想学。
It might be too late now for you to pick up ballet and become a professional.
我又不想当专业的，能比划两下就行。
In that case, I have a coupon for an adult ballet class. It's specially designed for beginners. Do you want to go with me?
成人芭蕾舞入门课？太好了，咱们一块儿去吧。没准以后我能跳天鹅湖呢，你可以跳黑天鹅。
I'd rather play the prince.
那你就得把我举起来，你行吗？
Okay, black swan then.
好了，今天的节目时间差不多了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见，
拜拜。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
收听收看美国之音
广播电视网络手机
通晓美中大事
锁定美国之音